Josh Trosvig is the captain of the Cerulean, a 58-foot boat currently fishing for cod in the Bering Sea near Unimak Pass. And on a bright, sunny day earlier this month, out on the water, he was on the boat drifting and waiting for the tide to change. And then he spotted something that looked like a large tote bobbing on the surface of the water, about 300 feet from his boat. It turned out to be a group of whales.
I've seen a lot of whales, thousands, tens of thousands of whales, and 35 years of fishing out here, and this was unique. I've never seen whales feed like that.
Trosvig says the whales would pop their heads up and roll along the water's surface like a bulldozer for minutes at a time. Feeding behavior he says he's never witnessed before. At first, he says, he thought they might be bowhead whales based on their color and size, but he wasn't sure. So he took out his phone and recorded them. Then he sent the video to an assistant area management biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Unalaska Dutch Harbor.
I firmly believe that knowledge is power, especially when it comes to the oceans. We know more about the universe outside our solar system than we do about the depths of our own oceans. And for proper fisheries management and ecological management of the oceans, it's critical for all of us to work together, from the commercial industries, from container ships to fishing vessels, working with NOAA and National Marine Fisheries and Fish and Game to, be good stewards of the ocean and notify them of something like this.
Asia Beater manages groundfish fisheries in the Bering Sea Aleutian Islands region. When she got the video from Trosvig, she dug through her marine mammal identification books, trying to identify the dark whales. But she wasn't completely sure what species they were, so she forwarded the video to NOAA Fisheries for help.
The simple email of, can you ID this, which I've sent many times for fish and crab and other animals, turned into a big thing.
Beater was shocked to learn it was a North Pacific right whale.
I don't know anything about right whales, to be honest. I know they exist, and I knew the population was low, but I didn't realize how low. They are very little in the population. They estimate about 30 animals left, and so these sightings are really important.
Beater's forward of the video of the whales made its way to Jessica Krantz, who helped solve the mystery. She's a research biologist with the Marine Mammal Lab at the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, part of NOAA Fisheries. She says she helped identify the whales in the video as North Pacific right whales. Right whales are among the rarest of all marine mammal species and have never been documented in the Bering Sea in winter months. Now, there are three different types of right whales, the North Atlantic, the Southern, and the North Pacific. And the North Pacific right whales are split into two stocks, the Eastern and the Western.
The Western right whale is over in Japanese, Russian waters, and they number somewhere in the low hundreds, maybe 300 to 500 animals. The eastern stock is critically endangered.
Scientists estimate there are only about 30 animals left in the eastern stock. That's because the large baleen whales became the target of whaling in the 1800s.
And it's estimated that anywhere between, 25 and 35,000 animals were taken in just a few decades. And so that brought the population to, maybe around the high hundreds of animals. But then in the 1960s, the Soviets began hunting right whales illegally and took over 700 additional right whales, and that decimated the population and brought it down to what we think are their current numbers of roughly 30 animals.
Krantz, who has been studying right whales for more than a decade, says the eastern stock feeds in the southeastern Bering Sea during the summer months. But because there are so few of them to track, where they go the rest of the year is still unknown. And because there's still so much about this population that scientists still don't know, she says even a single sighting like this increases their knowledge considerably.
Prior to this, we assumed that they all migrated south, much like every other large whale population.
Now, because of Trosvig's video, researchers are thinking some of the whales may stay in the Bering Sea through the winter. That knowledge helps them continue to monitor and study the right whale population, says Krantz. NOAA Fisheries is also now working with the U.S. Coast Guard to urge boaters to be careful in the area of Unimak Pass, which is a major transit zone for ships not just in and out of Dutch Harbor, but also to the rest of the world. And Krantz says she's hoping fishermen will continue to document the whales when they see them and send photos and videos to Fish and Game or NOAA.
And again, because they're so critically endangered, every animal is crucial to the health of this population. And every sighting that we get, it helps put one more piece of the puzzle together to try and understand the migration and movement patterns of these animals.
Reporting in Alaska, I'm Hope McKenney.